Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics, so you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Air America Radio News, I'm Marty Lynch. EPA Chief Michael Leavitt was nominated today to be the new Secretary of Health and Human Services. If confirmed, the former Utah governor would succeed Tommy Thompson. This comes after mounting scandals caused Homeland Security Department nominee Bernard Kerik to withdraw his nomination. The EPA chief said, quote, "I look forward to the implementation of the Medicare prescription drug plan in 2006, unquote. Senior Republican aides are worried that if budget cuts come next year, Medicaid and Medicare will not be exempt. The Health and Human Secretary oversees Medicare, Medicaid, the Food and Drug Administration, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the National Institute of Health, and the Indian Health Service. The agency has a budget of more than $500 billion and employs 67,000 people. Senator John McCain has, quote, no confidence in the U.S. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. That was McCain's response to a question about Rumsfeld's handling of the war in Iraq. The senator said he was not calling for Rumsfeld's resignation. He was just expressing his opinion. McCain has argued for larger troop levels and a higher level of linguists and special forces in Iraq to quell the problems there. The Pentagon spokesman said Rumsfeld has, quote, relied upon the judgment of the military commanders to determine what force levels are appropriate. Since the war in Iraq started on March 3, 2003, 1,293 American soldiers have died. The use of the death penalty dropped this year for the fifth year in a row. A report released by the Washington-based Death Penalty Information Center shows a 40% drop in executions since 1999. The number of people sentenced to death has also declined. The report attributes the decline of the death penalty to high-profile cases in which innocent people were freed from death row. The center's executive director says all the statistics and parameters point to one thing. The public's confidence in the death penalty has seriously eroded over the past several years. And NASA's boss calls it quits. NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe resigned, leaving the $158,000 job for a new position as Chancellor of Louisiana State University. Retired NASA Executive Seymour Hemmel called O'Keefe a bureaucrat whose bean-counting ways pervaded the entire space agency. Possible successors are former Pennsylvania Representative Robert Walker, a member of the President's Moon Mars Exploration Commission this year, and former astronauts Charles Bolden and Robert Crippen. All have military ties. And the Ohio delegation to the Electoral College voted today. After a long dispute with dissident groups there, the 20 GOP electors voted unanimously for Bush and Cheney. The state Supreme Court did not act on the request to review the election results before the electors cast their ballots. Despite the outcome, many people, including Jesse Jackson and attorney Cliff Armbeck, believe the election was rigged and that the Bush campaign used technology to steal votes. And a jury in Redwood City, California, decided that Scott Peterson should be executed. The decision came from the same six men and women who found Peterson guilty of murder last month. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Marty Lynch.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again,
Get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
Unfiltered.
Tuesday on Unfiltered. Ask us no questions. We'll tell you no lies. Liquor before beer? What are you talking about, Willis? Where's the beef? Want more? Well, actually, call in and ask a vet. And don't forget the Pap Attack with Mike Papantonio. Blog and listen on unfilteredradio.com. On Air America Radio. Vigilance.
Biz Winstead, Chuck D, and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. A lot of ground to cover tonight. All sorts of things popping and cracking over the weekend. The death of, well, we'll get to that in a second. Gary Webb. The story about Carrick. But the really big news, the news that every single one of the cable networks is focused on today for hours and hours and hours and hours. The Scott Peterson punishment segment of The Verdict is In. Yes, Scott will have a needle slipped into his arm. Oh, 12, 14 years from now, maybe. Got an email forwarded to me that comes originally from Alexandros. Forget the silly election fraud thing, or how many people died in Iraq, or that Bin Laden is still loose, or the environmental protection laws are being thrown out, or the dollar is collapsing, or your loved ones might be drafted in a war for greed, or your civil liberties have been taken away. Scott Peterson verdict is in! Good God Almighty, we have really sunk into the slime. Seven Marines got killed today, by the way. Seven United States Marines died today, thanks to George Bush. But the Scott Peterson verdict is in. Just hours, hours and hours of it. CNN, MSNBC, Fox, ABC devotes time to CBS, NBC. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? It's incredible Incredible. Gosh, we're 3 minutes into the program and I'm screaming. Kathy's giving me that sign, you know, the finger across the throat, which means cut it. Come on, cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it. All right, my bad. Let's work up to the rage, okay? This is from New York. From New York. From the city. From New York. From the Chelsea market. Yo, New York, what the hell is going on there now? Here's the story. A portrait of Bush using monkeys to form his image led to the closure of a New York art exhibition over the weekend and anguished protests today over freedom of expression. Bush Monkeys! That's what it was titled. Bush Monkeys! A small acrylic on canvas by Chris Savito created the stir at the Chelsea Market public space, leading the market's managers to close down the 60-piece exhibit that was scheduled to stay up for the next month. What happened was Thursday night there was an opening at the Chelsea Market. The show's organizer, one Bucky Turco, said we had tons of people, like more than 2,000, show up for the opening. Then one of the managers saw this piece, and the guy just kind of flipped out. The show's over. He said, get this work down. I'm going to arrest you. So Turco took the show down on Saturday, moved the artwork to his small downtown studio animal gallery. Now, what it is, if when you were standing across the room, it looks like a portrait of Bush. When you get close, you see the image is made up of chimpanzees or monkeys swimming in a marsh. I'm sorry. The artist, Chris DeVito, who's 23, said he was surprised by the strong reaction to his painting. It was listed in the catalog at $3,500. He's going to auction it now and donate the proceeds to an organization dedicated to freedom of expression. Savito said, this is much deeper than art. This is fundamental American rights, freedom of speech. To see that something like this can happen, especially in a place like New York City, is mind-boggling and scary. Savito is from Pittsburgh, apparently, and he came to New York to, I came to New York to express myself. I would never have expected the censorship to happen here. Well, it's not just New York, my friend. Not just New York. 50 of us. Was it 50, Kathy? Between 40 and 50 of us went down to the Georgia State Capitol on Sunday at 12 noon. And Metro Atlanta is an area of 5 million people. We didn't even have people drive by and give us a finger. That's how kind of it doesn't matter the attitude is. And I've gotten reports from folks around the country, quick emails from Sacramento and various places. 50 here, 60 there, a couple of hundred someplace else, 40 there, 50 there. I don't know what to say. But for the 50 of us that did show up, 40 or 50 of us that did show up, it was frustrating. I can't lie. It was frustrating to me. I only speak for myself, as you know that. 40 or 50 of us. It was frustrating. It was very frustrating. We stayed for how long, Kathy? About an hour and a half. Now, we didn't have speakers here. We didn't have anybody beating drums or waving flags. It was just 40 or 50 people got together, and with the presence of their bodies and the signs, we looked at our sign. We decided that the sign we used a couple of years ago, visualize a special prosecutor, wouldn't fit. So we just took the kid and went, you know, just the three of us and the other 35 or 40 or 45 people that gathered down there. But it was frustrating to me. You know, God bless the folks that showed up. But it was just frustrating. I don't know. Gary Webb, Pulitzer Prize winning investigative reporter, who wrote the series of stories linking the CIA to crack cocaine trafficking in L.A. back in 1996. He won his Pulitzer in 1990 for something else entirely. is dead at the age of 49. He was found a Friday morning at his home in Sacramento County, dead of an apparent suicide. Gunshot wound to the head. He won his Pulitzer in 1990. He was part of a reporting team for the San Jose Mercury News. The Pulitzer came for his coverage of the Loma Prieta earthquake. But in 1996, Webb wrote a series that was carried in the Mercury News alleging that Nicaraguan drug traffickers had sold tons of crack cocaine in L.A. and funneled millions of dollars in profits to the CIA-supported Nicaraguan Contras during the 80s, which is beyond reasonable doubt established fact. Who's the guy that we used to have on a lot here? Kathy wrote Insider Confessions of a... what's his name? Al Martin. Damn. And his book was Conspiracy, Confessions of an Iran-Contra Insider or something. What was it, Kathy? Secrets of an... whatever. But I think it's established fact that the Bush... That's the reason they went after Noriega. After the really bad part of the murder and mayhem in Central America that was engineered this century. I'm not talking about last century. I mean in the 20th century. The 19th century, we did a lot of murder and mayhem down there too, but and really 20th century. But the Bush crime family, which has its tentacles, any place there's drugs or death or disease, you'll find a member of the Bush family. Or the Bush family tentacles. It just is. You don't believe that? Then do your own damn research and find out for yourself. You right-wingers that look around this program, this guy, this Bush family, is the most corrupt political family in the history of this republic. Now, if you have any a spine or backbone at all, you right-wingers who look around this program, check it out. Go do your own research, okay? You'll find out. Anyway, I remember when Hassan Fuss, what was his first name? The pilot was shot down, and the phone number, the American pilot was shot down over Nicaragua, gun running, whatever the hell he was doing, bringing drug money back, whatever. And in his shirt pocket was George Bush's phone number. Remember that his private phone number? This is when he was vice president. Remember? I mean, the Bush family is so corrupt and stinking. It's filthy. It's like a corpse, a huge rotting corpse with maggots and flies and worms all around it. That's how bad these people are. And you know what they're doing? They're destroying this country.
Their minutes, notes, and memos can't be shared. And by the way, does anybody know the current whereabouts of Kenneth Lee? Oh, it's national security, of the public scrutiny, policy of legal coup d'etat. Are we have a shadow government?
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. SmokeRx has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, SmokeRx is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, SmokeRx starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that Smoke RX will work for you that we're giving away a free month's supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, Smoke RX is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month's supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a microbusiness, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Hi friends, this is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor.
Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Your host for a Peance Freeance future, it's Mike Malloy.
So Gary Webb is dead now. James Hatfield is dead. Wellstone is dead. List goes on and on. The series of 1996, I'm not going to devote a lot of time to this. There's no reason to. Okay? There's no reason to. When the series came out, where were we, Kathy? We were here. We were in Atlanta. And the conversation around cocktails or coffee or a glass of wine or a joint or whatever, the conversation was that Gary Webb probably wouldn't be around too much longer. The fact that it took 8 years for him to commit suicide is kind of interesting. The articles that he wrote implied that the CIA was aware of the activity of the Nicaraguan drug traffickers selling tons of crack cocaine CopVCIA.com also talks about this. And then about a year later, the Mercury News executive editor, the newspaper's executive editor, backed away from the series, saying, quote, "We fell short at every step of our process," end quote. He was saying, well, you see, other newspapers did what they called investigations of Gary Webb's story and came back and said, oh, no, this didn't happen. So Webb was transferred to one of the paper's suburban bureaus. A Pulitzer Prize winner had his ass kicked right out on the street. You don't cross the Bush family. If you do, you wind up in prison or dead. It's that simple. Now, Webb finally quit the newspaper about a year later, and then he continued to defend what he had written. He wrote a book, Dark Alliance, the CIA, the Contras, and the Crack Cocaine Explosion. Just a few more things here. He was born in Corona, California. That's near San Diego. Military family. Dropped out of J school. Went to work for the Kentucky Post Cleveland Plain dealer. Finally wound up at the Mercury News. San Jose, California. Now, after he left the paper, he worked in state government for a while. He was a member of an audit committee investigating former Governor Gray Davis's controversial award of a $95 million no-bid contract to Oracle in 2001. Earlier this year, this is according to the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, earlier this year, Webb was one of a group of employees fired from the California Assembly Speaker's Office of Member Services for failing to show up for work. He continued writing occasionally for various publications. His ex-wife said all he ever wanted to do was write. He leaves two sons and a daughter. So, Gary Webb, dead at the age of 49. Suicide. Now, back to Sunday. Audrey writes, we had about 150 show up in Boston. Like I said, we had 40 or 50 people here in the Atlanta area. We're only 5 million in metro Atlanta, so 40 or 50 was pretty astonishing. You know, when you live in the metro area in the old Confederate South, like we do in Atlanta, Georgia, and you have 50 people show up out of 5 million, that's awesome, man. That's really awesome. 150 in Boston. Audrey writes, mind-boggling. There were not thousands. But the 150 that were there were, as Spencer Tracy said, choice. For just a moment, she writes, as I turned the doorknob to leave the house, I envisioned the streets overflowing with people walking toward Boston Common, but I was all alone until I got within a few feet from the gathering. What do Ukrainians have that we don't have anymore? Audrey says we had about 7 speakers, including a truthout.org rep and 2 city councilors. Truthout, would that have been our good friend Will Pitt? I think it was Will, yeah. John Kerry did not attend. Surprise, surprise. Salem, Oregon. Barry writes, and we had 150 in Salem, Oregon. And Nadine from San Diego says the vigil started at 7 in the morning, ended at 1 in the afternoon. I'm happy to report that at least 15 people were present at all times, with a total of 50 showing up throughout the day. Wow. It got some coverage out there. We called, I think other people who were at the demonstration here called a couple of TV stations. I called WSB television, since I worked at WSB radio for a total of about 8 years. And I called the assignment editor and said, hey, there's about 40 or 50 of us down here at the state capitol. You know, it's Sunday afternoon, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Might be interesting to send a camera crew down, because what we're protesting is the theft of the election. And the assignment editor said, oh, gosh, we'd like to, but we don't have an available crew. Okay. Okay. See you later. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Funny, skies are sunny, bees made honey. can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-9-
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we got answers.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. An innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's in over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Air America is more than just on your radio. Visit us on the web at airamericaradio.com.
It's on the internet.
We've added a show preview section so you can see who and what's coming up on your favorite shows. We also round up news that matters to you so that you can read up on the top stories of the day.
And it's hard work.
While you're at airamericaradio.com, visit our bookstore. There you'll find books mentioned on Air America Radio offered at huge discounts.
I know that.
airamericaradio.com, your source for everything Air America.
Thank you.
because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio. It's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Phoenix, was it in Phoenix? 150 people, according to my Southwest liberal here. And Pat in Sacramento, 450 to 500 showed up in Sacramento. No media advance notice. Everyone there got the news from Air America Radio on the Internet. Local TV covered the event and then reported there were dozens attending. But their camera shots showed more like hundreds. Can't beat the liberal media, can you? Kip Humphrey is calling from Houston, Texas. It was his idea. Kip, welcome to the program. Wanted to check. I'm glad you called in. How do you assess what happened on Sunday?
How do I assess what happened? Well, I'm a little more optimistic than you were. Of course, we had 300 to 400 in Austin.
Great.
And the reports I've been getting, and I just returned to Houston from Austin just a few minutes ago. But all of the emails I've received is, even with the small crowds, they were enthusiastic, determined. The response they got from motorists driving by was remarkable, at least in their experience.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
This is the beginning, Mike. This is not an end.
Oh no, I'm there all the way. My cynicism, Kip, comes from the fact that I've spent way too many years here in the buckle of the Bible Belt. Atlanta is, I have to just very quickly tell you, the state capitol, the Capitol building in Atlanta, is right downtown Atlanta. Nobody goes downtown Atlanta. Most of the population of the city of Atlanta is about 400,000. That's it, about Austin, Texas size.
Mm-hmm.
The population of metro Atlanta is 5 million. But the collar counties around the city are mostly Southwesterners or Northerners who have moved here, and they are the most politically I don't give a damn kind of people I have ever met in my life. It's really bad. So if a pessimistic or cynical sound comes through to my voice, yeah, I'm sorry, can't help it. I'm not a Pollyanna type. I can't look at an area of five million people and say, well, we had 50 turnout, hooray, hooray. No, to me that sucks. Now,
yes, it does.
Now, having said that, and I hate that expression, but having said that, the 50 people who did show up here in Atlanta, a wonderful crew, really good people who were there by God because of their feelings about what happened on November 2nd. So, anyway.
Yeah, my response to the numbers is this is a beginning, and they are disappointing in the sense of looking at what the overall population is. However, we had 2 weeks to get the word out, and the people that showed up were dedicated, courageous, and determined to keep moving forward. They're determined to keep working until we get our votes back, until we get our democracy back.
Well, whatever you need me to do from our little studio here in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains, you let me know. Air America will make sure the word gets out because they carry my program. Ha, ha, ha. As a matter of fact, they employ me. But anything that comes up, Kip, just let us know, and I'll certainly do what I can. I'm sure other people on Air America will do the same, but we'll damn sure do our part.
Well, we're already moving forward. We released a nationwide call to action for people to go to Ohio and go to the 88 Election Commission offices and begin picketing them. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
This was in response to Kerry's actions on the 12th as we were protesting, when he sent a letter to the 88 commissions indicating that there was 200,000 votes
mm-hmm.
that had been misapplied to an obscure federal judge that were in fact votes for Kerry.
Right.
He also had his lawyers request to visually inspect 92,000 undervotes for president, basically at the same time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So in his stepping forward, I put out an emergency call to all activist organizations and anyone who cares about this last election and the unfairness of it, to do something about it and go to Ohio and don't let Blackwell stonewall this recount.
Right.
And pick up these offices to demand that they open up the records, make the machines available, and comply with the recount.
Sounds good to me.
That's number one. Number two, we are putting out a call to everyone who attended on the 12th to prepare to bring the protests to their own hometown, county, or city hall. This will happen as they are ready, as they can mobilize their towns or cities. Small towns, counties typically can mobilize more quickly. Word can get around.
Mm-hmm.
Cities take a little longer. The people we have now, we have thousands across the country. I can't say exactly how many. We haven't finished the count. But it's somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 showed up. And they are dedicated people. And with these people, they will take the message of the stolen election back to their towns and cities and to their friends and neighbors. And we will grow from here.
All right. That's
how it starts.
That is how movements start, and I'm absolutely what's the word I'm looking for? Thrill doesn't make it. Pleased to see that you have stepped forward to get this sort of thing started. And like I say, Kip, whatever we can do here, we'll do for you. Okay, or
yeah,
do with you, I should say, not
yes,
for you,
exactly.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm not leading this thing. I'm just trying to help people lead it with me.
I understand.
You know, this is a citizen's uprising, and we will not get help from the media.
No.
I have had a few interviews today. I had the privilege of being escorted off of the Texas State House floor just before the electors met to vote, after I approached my district state elector and asked her to receive the petition asking the state electors not to vote until they receive a citizen-sponsored statewide hand recount. And she admitted that she, being my district, that Harris County had a lot of vote fraud, but then informed me that she was required to vote by law.
Uh-huh.
Which is not accurate, but
right.
Nevertheless, I wasn't going to argue with her on the floor of the Texas State House.
Mm-hmm.
At which point, we were kindly escorted off the floor.
Oh, geez. Well, you know, troublemakers like you, Kip, I don't know. I don't know what you guys want, but...
we just want the power of our vote back, Mike.
I hear that. All right, Kip, stay in touch, okay?
I sure will.
All right, sir. Appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. All right, Kip Humphrey from Houston, Texas, who, although he doesn't claim ownership of it, is, in fact, the person who, I refer to him as leading this movement. But he's right. I mean, if there are 50 states, 50 leaders, if there are 200 municipalities, 200 so-called leaders, and... not leaders at all, just people who kind of coordinate it. All right. R.B. Hamm is calling from Saskatoon, Canada. R.B., welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
Oh, I was doing fine until I turned on Democratic Underground and read about Gary Webb's death.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I remember reading his book, Dark Alliance, and going, holy crap, this guy's got the goods on him.
Yeah.
Surely something's going to come of this. And the next thing I know, he's fired, and they're going after him in every other way, and the guy ends up destitute. His wife leaves him. He's depressed. And I don't know. It reminded me of Hatfield.
Yeah.
And then everything else started tumbling in the back of my mind. Wellstone, Carnahan, JFK Jr., and on, and this domestic ops program that's so obvious now. that I don't... when are people going to wake up, Mike?
Those who are awake are awake. The ones who aren't awake yet, I don't know, RB. I don't know that they ever will.
And another thing, by the way, we should stop calling the Bush crime family.
Yeah?
It's the Bush crime syndicate.
Because, okay, I'll go
for
that.
You know, they're not all related by blood. Well, but wait a minute. Maybe they are all related by blood.
Right. Oh, my God.
But, you know, I do have a saying that I think people should... I'd like to leave with people tonight, a quote that, you know, seeing as how your last caller was talking about the same sort of thing.
Right.
But this came from the Nuremberg War Crimes Tribunal, 1945-46.
Yeah. Can you say it in 20 seconds? Go.
You bet. Individuals have international obligations of obedience. Therefore, citizens have the duty to violate domestic laws to prevent crimes against peace and humanity from occurring. And I want everybody to let that sink in.
Yeah,
I
hear that.
It doesn't matter who the authority is and what they say it is. If it's wrong, and you know it's wrong, it's your duty to make sure that you can that you do violate domestic laws.
That's right. Absolutely. You got my vote on that one. RB, got to leave it there. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
I love it. Straight next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero. Make a turn for the better. Yeah, driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more room for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, room.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
It's about 9 before the hour. 100 people in Santa Fe. Who sent this? Terry and Steve from Roswell, New Mexico. They report we had nearly 100 people in Santa Fe, and though it was a smaller group than we hoped for, the group had great energy. Music, costumes, and great signs, lots and lots of honking horns and waving support. We made a 400-mile round trip to attend. Petitions were signed. One local TV man with a camera actually showed up. No kooks, just real people with their intelligence intact. All right, 100 people in Santa Fe. That's good. Times Square. This is from Bill in New York City. Mike, I went to the rally at Times Square in New York City on Saturday. You mean Sunday, I hope. There are only about 30 people. We had about 20 police officers assigned to the area to protect the tourists from us. It was frustrating, as you mentioned. His son was there, his son Richie, who called this program when we did Teenager Night a few weeks ago. Bill writes, his son Rich held a black box for 2 hours and watched the people, I assume these are mostly tourists, as they snickered at him. I told him these people who think that we are crazy or so are losers or someday know what we're doing. I bet that in 2008 they will have just about had enough of neocons because the war is still on, the economy is in the tank. They will go to the Republican primaries in their own state. They will want to get rid of the neocons. It will be nothing but electronic balloting, and their vote will no longer count. Yeah. Well, somebody else wrote to me and said, well, the reason that the Ukrainians turned out by the hundreds of thousands is because the media in that country jumped on the story and said, wait a minute, it's fraud. What would it be like in the United States of, by God, America, if we had legitimate media in this country, huh? I would like to just absolutely, well, I can't say it, to Dan Rather and Peter Jennings and Brian, what's his name, that took over for Brian Williams, and Wolf Blitzer, the former U boat commander on CNN, and all of these freaks. Well, we found out what we do to people who kill women and children, right? We give them the death penalty. Oops, wait a second. Unless their name is Rumsfeld, unless they're Iraqis, we kill women and children in Iraq by the hundreds, if not the thousands. 100,000 excess deaths, according to the British medical journal The Lancet, in Iraq, most of which were women and children. Scott Peterson gets a death penalty. Rumsfeld gets his job, and the generals over in Iraq who are ordering this massacre get their promotions. You bastards. Can you imagine, just for a moment, let's fantasize. If for the past, how long's it been? How long has the Scott and Lacey Peterson murder and mayhem, domestic violence, killing, how long's that been on the forefront of the news? About the same length of time, right, as the attack on Iraq. What if the media had given the same attention the same way to the slaughter in Iraq that they gave to the slaughter in Scott Peterson's backyard? I don't mean to be a cynic, but one person and an unborn child died there, in Iraq 100,000, maybe more. Oh, Malloy, you're such a cynical son of a bitch. You really are. You're just so evil to sit there and say that. Well, yeah, probably so. Probably so. But imagine then if the media would have focused as much time on the theft, the irregularities, the suppressed voting, on and on and on that they focused on the Peterson trial. Huh? Supposing, you know, today I was checking through, what was it, CNN or MSA, well, I don't know, wherever the hell it was, there was the jury. Now they bring the jury out to talk about the Scott Peterson death penalty phase of the trial. Supposing they would sit down with secretaries of state from around the country and say, okay, explain your voting system to the American public. Why did all these votes disappear? Why was this suppressed? Why did that not work? You're yelling again. Oh, God. It is difficult. You know, I'm always kicking America's ass, you know, and I really shouldn't. I really shouldn't. That's arrogant of me, and it's a bad thing to do, because who would expect us not to be ignorant? Given what we have for media that is supposed to inform us, that is supposed to give us enough information so we can make informed choices about self-governance. Isn't that what an independent, free, responsible media is all about? I mean, come on! It's hard enough, isn't it, to try to just live our lives and manage our affairs and watch out for the thugs and the killers who are running this country? Why don't we have an independent, responsible media? Oh, there's the music. Oh, well, okay. When the music starts, you know, then I have to stop talking, which is probably a good thing. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio, and I'm Mike Malloy.
Is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
On Iraq, Mohammed El-Baradei had it right and Bush had it wrong. El-Baradei heads the International Atomic Energy Agency. Before the war, he and his inspectors said there was no evidence Iraq had revived its nuclear weapons program. Bush claimed the opposite. We now know El-Baradei, not Bush, was correct. Why does this matter? Yesterday we learned the Bush administration, or an ally, had tapped El-Baradei's phones, and the White House hoped to use the ill-gotten transcripts to force El-Baradei out of his job. Bush officials fear he is too soft on Iran, just as they feared, wrongly, he was too soft on Iraq. Instead of leaning and spying on El-Baradei, the Bush gang ought to be asking him, how can we do this job right? He's the one with a better track record. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn for Air America Radio.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered cortisone one time, but ordered cortisone again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the cortisone lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and cortisone, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered cortisone is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the cortisone lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Air America Radio News, I'm Marty Lynch. International resentment of the United States has grown in many European countries. A recent AP poll shows the majority of people living in France, Germany, and Spain are more likely to have an unfavorable view of Americans. After his re-election, President Bush pledged to work to, quote, deepen our transatlantic ties with the nations of Europe, unquote. According to this AP poll, it seems President Bush has deepened the divide between the U.S. and Europe. A majority of citizens from each of the three countries polled, including Britain, said they were disappointed by the Bush re-election. The National Institute of Health ignored warnings about an AIDS drug. The drug nevirapine, used to prevent HIV transmission at birth, was pulled in 2002 because of serious side effects that became apparent during testing. According to documents obtained by the Associated Press, the Institute's chief of AIDS research, Dr. Edmund Tremont, dismissed the evidence of side effects in Uganda and were slow to report the country's concerns to the FDA. NIH officials say they remain confident the drug does work, but they also acknowledge their Uganda research failed to meet U.S. standards. The Senate Finance Committee chairman asked the Justice Department to investigate the National Institute of Health's conduct. More prisoner abuse. Human Rights Watch discovered two more U.S. detainee deaths in Afghanistan, including an apparent murder 2 years ago. The group's Asia Division leader said the United States has got to get serious about prosecuting people implicated in prisoner deaths and mistreatment. One Pentagon spokesperson said, quote, "Commanders went to enormous lengths to investigate any credible allegations," unquote. If confirmed, these latest deaths would bring the number of Afghans who have died in U.S. custody to 7. Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych charged today that the U.S. is supporting the opposing candidate Yushchenko. The U.S. denies the claims. White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan said, quote, "We do not and have not supported any particular candidate in Ukraine's presidential election." This comes after Viktor Yushchenko tested positive for the poison dioxin. Yushchenko praised the prosecutor general for resuming the investigation after an Austrian clinic determined he was being poisoned. However, Yushchenko said he would like the investigation to be conducted after the election because he doesn't want it to influence the vote. Speculation is whirling around the country as to who might be responsible for the poisoning. Iran has tentatively suspended its nuclear program, but for how long? Germany, Britain, and France are planning more talks with Iran to reach a solid deal. Iran reached a tentative deal with the Europeans last month and agreed to suspend its uranium enrichment activities. The Europeans are asking the U.S. to take part in the upcoming talks because they believe pressure from Washington could help seal the deal. Iran's top nuclear negotiator said he was confident a deal could be reached. He said, quote, "The core issue for us is how we can provide guarantees to the Europeans." President Bush has labeled Iran part of an axis of evil with North Korea and pre-war Iraq. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Marty Lynch.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Tuesday's Morning Sedition. We'll have Congressman Gerald Nadler back on the show to update us on the voting fight. And we'll also have comedian Mike Birbiglia joining us to say the word Birbiglia. Plus, you, the sinners amongst you anyway, will be dishing out penance for your liberal sins as we open up the liberal confessional on Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. We have several things on the table here that we're talking about. The death of Gary Webb, the journalist, investigative reporter, who wrote about the connection between crack cocaine, the CIA, and Nicaragua. He committed suicide over the weekend. Another suicide of a Bush crime family or, as RB said, crime syndicate adversary. Also, the demonstrations that occurred, the 51CapitalMarch.com event that occurred on Sunday. And from Mike in St. Paul, he reminds you, I was going to bring this up, thanks, Mike. McCain said today that he had no confidence in Don Rumsfeld. Mike writes, I have one question for Mr. McCain. Why did you support and vote for the Bush crime family and their supporting cast of goons, Rummy being the biggest goon of all? Yeah, McCain coming out now and saying it now. What is that? What is that? Huh? Not impressed, McCain. Not impressed. I'm very seldom impressed by somebody who does aerial bombardment of civilian populations. So I just, you know, I've never been able to get off on McCain, you know, say, oh, well, you know, he's the kind of Republican I could vote for. Hell, I think I said that at one time, didn't I, Kathy? Until I, did a little more checking on this guy and, the way he allowed, the Bush crime family to urinate all over him in 2000, to attack his wife and attack his adopted child and attack him and then turn around and start doing for Bush what Monica did for Bill. No thanks. Go away, McCain. You make me sick just to look at you. Just go away. Go away. I don't get. I frankly don't care what McCain thinks of Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld is a mass killer. Okay? Rumsfeld would have fit neatly into Hitler's inner circle. Rumsfeld is a psychopathic killer. That's all he is. And he has been that for a long time. He's older than you are, Senator McCain. He's been around longer than you have. He's got more blood on his hands than you have on your feet. So now, in 2004, December, for McCain to say, well, I don't have any confidence in you. Oh, screw you, McCain. Who's got confidence in you? Get out of town. Get out of town, John McCain. Now, this is more like it. The Bush crime family Halliburton division, that'd be the Cheney division, they've decided to hire Colombian terrorists for work in Iraq. Halliburton has recruited, I love this, 25 retired Colombian police and army officers. 25 retired Colombian police and army officers? Oh, stop it. Stop it. What is it? What is it with you people, you media people, that you think all of us are going to sit back and go, oh, yeah, well, I see Officer Friendly. That's right, Officer Friendly. He was a cop down in Colombia, and he retired to his finca where he raises coffee now. And, oh, what's this? Oh, he's being retired. He's called out of retirement. Nice, rotund Captain Friendly of the Colombian Police Department. He's going to go over there and work in Iraq, security for the oil infrastructure that the Bush crime family so interested in, huh? Huh? So Halliburton hires assassins, terrorists, killers out of South America. Hey, boys, come here. You like to kill? We'll pay you for it, eh? This is according to the newspaper El Tiempo. The officers met in northern Bogota on December 2nd with a Colombian colonel. Colombian colonel. You know, Colombian colonels eat human flesh. A Colombian colonel who, on behalf of Halliburton Latin America, offered them monthly salaries of $7,000. To provide security for oil workers and infrastructure in several Iraqi cities. Halliburton. Well, of course. Of course. The Colombian killers, the mercenaries, the right-wing death squads. Yes, I understand they're left-wing death squads, too. Don't email me. The right-wing death squads that have been financed by the U.S. government since going back to Nixon. And probably before that. Retired colonels, retired police officers, hey, we need you over here in Iraq. Come on, boys. You all drink blood the way we drink wine. Come on, we need you back out. We need you cannibals and vampires and killers. Halliburton needs you, damn it. We can't hire Iraqis. They won't kill their own people. But you can kill them. Oh, God. And Carrick, that's who they ought to hire. Halliburton, now that Carrick has been exposed, what did the White House say? He has a colorful past? Huh? Colorful past? Kickbacks? Two simultaneous adulterous affairs? Testifying on behalf of a mafia-connected friend of his to get a, shades of Tony Soprano, a waste-hauling contract? And then his brother gets hired by the company after the deal goes down. Bernie Carrick, who has stock in Taser Corporation. Oh, yeah, they're the ones that make that electrical stuff to kill people, right? Right. But no. He backed out because, well, in checking into my past, I found out that I hired a nanny who was an illegal immigrant. So look, same thing happened to Bill Clinton, so I'm getting out of town. I'm getting out of town. Carrick had a colorful past? Is that what the White House refers to now? A colorful past? This thug? This mafia-connected killer? Oh, my God. Now, too stupid to be press secretary had some things to say about it. Let's just run through these real quick. The White House press corps today peppered Simple Scotty with Kerry questions, beginning with this one. Scott, call on me. Scott, do you think Bernard Kerry lied to those who are vetting his nomination, particularly about his wink, wink, nudge, nudge domestic help?
No, we have no reason to believe that. And I think you heard from Mayor Giuliani and Commissioner Carrick themselves, and they both indicated that it was a mistake.
Yeah.
And the president respects the decision that Commissioner Carrick made, and we wish him well.
Yeah, we wish him well. I just love the reporter that says, well, you know, you think that Bernard Carrick lied about his domestic help? You moron! It had nothing to do with domestic help! This guy's a thug! He had an arrest warrant issued against him. He was involved in all sorts of criminal activity in Saudi Arabia. Well, I had a domestic servant, you know. Next reporter then asks another silly question. Scott, does the White House feel like it made any mistakes here at all?
David, when you go through the vetting process, you do a lot of independent research yourself.
Quack, quack.
You also look to the candidate to provide you with the information you need to complete that vetting process.
Quack, quack, quack.
But we are moving forward now to name a new nominee.
Yes, we are. We're moving forward. Never mind. The guy hired an illegal domestic servant. Come on, David. Wake up. Come on. Get with the program. What's the matter with you? We told you Friday when the Kerry news broke there was more to this the freak than an illegal nanny. Listen to this question, then see if you can guess the Simple Scotty word of the day. Here's the question. Scott, you said you didn't want to go into particulars, but aside from the immigration question, there was something that came up about a suit, a civil dispute. Are you confident that you are aware of all the issues involving Mr. Carrick? Uh-huh, Scott?
It's a very broad question, Terry. There's certainly some speculations going on, but that's all it is speculation.
Speculations, yeah, that's all it is. Okay. All right, you got a clue there? Did you get the word? One more chance. Reporter says, there's some chatter among Republicans, Scott, who I've spoken with, preferring to remain anonymous, who say that the nanny problem is a convenient umbrella to disqualify him from cooperation. But there are other things. What do you say to that, Scott?
I'm not going to try to speculate from this podium.
Quack, quack.
As I said, there's speculation out there, but
quack,
I'm not going to try to speculate from this podium.
Quack, quack.
I think we've been through this issue and we've addressed it.
Quack, 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 quack. Could the word be speculate? Speculations? Speculate? Speculation? Speculate? Speculations! We're not going to speculate. Why should we speculate? We know what it was. It was that damn nanny problem. You know, just like Kimball Wood and Zoe Baird and Lenny Guinier. They all had nanny problems, too. That's all it was. Nanny problems. Nanny problems. Hey, listen, did you hear? Scott Peterson got the death penalty today.
I expect every member of this administration to stay well within the boundaries that define legal and ethical conduct.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. With abstinence programs, Congress tried to create a $170 million chastity belt. The result? Scare tactics, and lies. This month's congressional report on abstinence programs found that 80% contain false information. Kids are taught that sweat spreads HIV, abortion leads to suicide, and masturbation causes pregnancy. This is what happens when Congress funds programs that ignore the facts. Their rules require programs to teach that sex outside marriage has, quote, harmful psychological and physical effects, unquote. But they don't require the information to be accurate in any way. Congress ignored studies showing that 90% of youth who take virginity pledges have sex anyway, and they're less likely to use protection. It looks like we've spent a whole lot of cash for nothing. Continuing to fund these programs is truly mental abstinence. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer
manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
A vexing issue facing today's traveler is how to start writing the postcard home. Why choose the predictable, having a great time, or the weather is wonderful? At Celebrity Cruises, we suggest, last night I experienced a new dimension of Cirque du Soleil at the bar at the edge of the earth. Join us as we sail the Caribbean with Cirque du Soleil, or with Bon Appetit and 16 of the finest chefs on land on Savor the Caribbean. Then you too can write. Today, I learned to prepare conch fritters with mango chutney from a master chef, or my four-star culinary mentor says... Hi.
Have you been treated famously in the Caribbean? Join Cirque du Soleil and Celebrity Cruises on Constellation or Savor the Caribbean on Millennium out of Fort Lauderdale. Prices start from $750. Book your Celebrity Cruise with Liberty Travel at 1-877-LIBERTY. Prices are per person double occupancy cruise only. Limited availability and available only on select sailings. Governmental taxes and fees are extra. Certain restrictions apply. Ships registry the Bahamas.
Are you worried about your credit? Is your less-than-perfect credit keeping you from getting a credit card, buying a new car, getting a new job, or even renting an apartment? You can do something about it. Effective December 1st, the federal government has cleared the way for free access to credit reports. Whether you know you've got credit problems or are surprised by inaccurate or outdated items in your credit report, it's easier than you think to clean up your credit. Just call right now to order your own do-it-yourself credit repair kit. This helpful program includes a CD, book, and sample letters that'll give you all the tools you need to get your credit cleaned up fast. And with this special radio offer, the whole program can be yours for only $9.99. Think of it. Late payments, tax liens, even bankruptcies wiped off of your credit report, giving you a fresh start in 2005. Don't delay. Call 1-800-805-1925 now for your credit report kit for less than $10. That's 1-800-805-1925. 1-800-805-1925. Operators are standing by. Call 800-805-1925.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
So, you know, the part that is really weird to me about the Carrick thing is that, you know, a tremendous criminal background on this guy. It's just unbelievable. The vetting process was conducted by the White House, the office of the White House counsel. That would be Alberto Gonzalez, who's going to be the new attorney general. He's the one that was supposed to check this guy out. Huh? 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 Do you see what's coming to this country? Do you see it? Do you see a crime wave of unprecedented proportion starting in the White House, sweeping across the country? Alberto Gonzalez is the guy who's going to be the attorney general, and he's the one who apparently found out and kept his mouth shut or didn't find out. If he didn't find out, this guy should not be dog catcher in Washington, D.C., right? But what did he find out? Let's assume he found out. He finds out that Carrick goes to work for a friend.
All right. You know, a friend. I have a friend who has a friend. Okay? I have a friend who has a friend. You know, the guy I'm telling you about, you know, he's got waste hauling. He hauls waste, you know, a friend. And we need a contract, all right, with the city or the county, King County, the borough, I don't know. I have a friend, all right? So he gets the contract for his friend. And what do? The waste hauling company, they hire Carrick's brother. Eh? How about that? Hey, where's Paulie Walnuts in this? Eh, where's Big Pussy? Hey, where's Chris Montesanti? Eh, where's Johnny Sack? Where's Richie Aprile? Where's Silvio Dante? Hey, come on, come on. What are you talking about? My God! Ah!
It is unclear why White House lawyers could not uncover a warrant for his arrest that Newsweek discovered after a few days of research. Joseph Tacopina. Hey, Fat Joey, what's up, man? Carrick's lawyer said his client was not aware of the warrant. Hey, come on, it's a warrant. What do you want, okay? We know about the warrant now, eh? Look. My man, Bernie, Gary, he's a good guy. What do you want? What do you want, huh? Forget about it, all right? He pulled out. He had the old, you know, this broad from Mexico. Who's to know, you know? He watches the kids. Who's to know she's illegal? What do you want, eh? That's what Fat Joey Tacopina says. You know, it's Carrick's lawyer. Hey, sit down. Shut up, all right? Damn. Tacopino called the nanny question. That's the sole reason he withdrew. What do you want? We gonna crucify him now? What? Okay, he didn't pay the bitch. What do you want? Or some. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to use that word. No disrespect intended, all right? He didn't know about the arrest warrant. I don't know what. What? So he didn't pay $5,000 in maintenance fees on a condo he owned in Jersey. Ah, so what? What's that, huh? What's that about? And the Baghdad thing, forget about it, all right? He went over there. He put together their police force. It fell apart. Who knows? What? The Saudi thing? Never mind, huh? Jeez, what's wrong with you guys, huh? This is a great American, Bernie Carrick here, all right? He stands a stand-up guy. Wants to go to work for the president, huh? The president of the United States. We're not talking about the president of, Poland? President of the United States. What are you talking about, Big Pussy and Chris Moltisanti and Johnny Sack? What's up with that? Paulie Walnuts. Get out of here. He withdrew, all right? It's over. It's over. Now sit down. Shut up, all right? Leave my man alone. It's Bernie Carrick, man. He's walking down the street when the buildings come down, right? He's walking with Giuliani, eh? What, are you going to go after Giuliani now? Well, you don't think Giuliani's a good American? They're walking down there, you know, and the stuff coming in the air. You know, the buildings come down, for God's sake. You're going to attack a guy for the buildings coming down? And he's down there saying, hey, thank God George Bush is president, right? That's when Giuliani turned to him. And you're going to bust a guy over there? You're going to bust his balls over there? What's up with that? It's Bernie Carrick, man. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. Bada bing. Bada boom. I don't want to hear any more about this. All right? It's over. It's over. Oh, and the two broads he was boinking at the same time he was married? It's none of your business. It's none of your business, all right? You people make me sick.
Don't turn around.
lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
One standard mile, nothing more than a precise unit of length. Of course, there's also the ever-popular nautical mile. Similar distance as a standard mile, only, you know, wetter. Ooh, and let's not forget the equally exciting square mile. Sort of a bigger, squarier mile. But if you're looking for a better mile, we suggest the double mile, as in double sky miles. These can be obtained by using the Gold Delta Sky Miles credit card from American Express. You can earn double miles at supermarkets, gas stations, drugstores, and other places you shop every day. A doubly good reason to visit the supermarket, gas station, drugstore, and those other places. And soon you can earn enough miles to vacation somewhere far, far away. Even if you convert to kilometers. The Gold Delta Sky Miles credit card. Your next vacation is closer than you think. To apply, call 1-800-SKY-MILES and earn 10,000 bonus miles with your first purchase.
Most Delta Sky Miles credit cards are eligible for the Always Double Miles feature. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
On the NASCAR circuit, the drivers and their crews know all about power. Even battery power. In fact, when every second counts, Kevin Harvick's pit crew trusts one brand of battery in every critical device they use. Duracell. So whether it's 600 horsepower or the 9 volts that power their precision instruments, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
The Majority Report.
Now, this point about Condi Rice, though, is that she is completely incompetent. Why is she being put in charge of state?
Because she sits on the president's feet when he does sit-ups.
Because she sits on the president's feet when he does sit-ups.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
And the bottom line is George Bush is attempting a Soviet-style purge. Anybody who disagrees with the president is out. And that's what they do. They attack reality.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
Six before the hour. You want to boogie with the Bushes? Huh? If you want to go to Bush's coronation on January 20th in D.C., it's not cheap, dude. Even the bargain basement tickets are $10,000. But guess what? You want to get 4 nights in the Jefferson Hotel, which is 4 blocks from the White House, return travel from any city in the U.S., you get a chauffeur and a butler, on 24-hour call for the whole time you're there, tickets for two to an unspecified inaugural event attended by Mr. Bush, his and her diamond watches, his and her designer outfits, spa treatment, monogram bathrobes, and a day after outing to Chicago by executive jet for a private tour of an exhibition devoted to Jackie Kennedy's White House years? Eh? Eh? How much is that? That's $1 million. For $1 million, that's what you get. How about that, huh? How about that? Now, it says here that a number of other luxury hotels, that's the Jefferson Hotel, a number of other luxury hotels are touting inaugural week packages that run from $75,000 to $200,000. Do you know what this country has become? This is a filthy crap hole of a country. That's what we have become. That's what. Now, I'm not talking about us. I'm not talking about you and me. I'm not talking about here out here working for a living. I'm talking about the thugs who are running it. For $200,000... you're looked at like the poor country cousins. You want a good deal with the Bush coronation? Cough up $1 million, Bubala. You come up with $1 million, you got a great deal here. Now, the $10,000 package? Pfft, the $10,000 package sucks, right? That's at the Fairmont Hotel. It includes a faux security detail of two agents, actors in dark glasses and dark suits, muttering into fake walkie-talkies. That's what you get. Pfft on that. $10,000, that's what you get. Huh? How about that? Oh, don't you love spending your money? The 4 days of galas and banquets are that's not for a scrimper. If you're watching the budget, if you have to ask how much this costs, you can't afford it. You've heard that before, I know. You can't afford it. But you got $1 million? Eh, Bubala? You got $1 million? You want to spend, you want to have a good time, January 20th, or the 19th, 20th, 21st, whatever the hell it is. Go to Washington, you got $1 million, you can hang out with the chief giggling killer in the United States. That would be George Bush. And all of his boys, eh? All of his boys. God. Now, you want an exclusive lunch with the giggling killer? And robotic man, Dick Cheney. And, oh, by the way, you get two tables for 19 friends. And all of you, huh? Quarter of a mil. That's all that is. How about that? That's cheap. Now, if you can't cut the 250,000, if you can't quite do that, if you want to do a dinner and Bush might show up, that's 100,000. So, you know, it's a crapshoot, right? You roll the dice. If you're only going to spend 10, forget it. 100, maybe. 250, good possibility. A mil, you're in. You're in. You're in. Eh? $1 million, that's all. Pocket change. Pocket change. Ah.
Oh, and if you want to go to the Black Tie and Boots Ball, remember, Kathy, when we were in D.C. for the protests, the counter thingy, you know, you and me and Granny D, and who else was up on that stage? Up there bitching and moaning and screaming and carrying on about the unfairness of it all. And that night, after we damn near froze to death, I'm telling you, it was cold. We got in, we drove then. Yeah, we drove up there, didn't we? Oh, my God, I can't believe that. That's back when I was still terrified of flying. We drove up there. So we got in the car, and we drove around Washington, D.C. the night of the inauguration, and we drove by the place where they were having the Black Tie and Boots Ball. Remember that? And we sat out there, and we kept giving everybody the finger. Remember that? Kathy didn't. She's a lady. You know, she doesn't do that. But I sat there, you know, just giving everybody the finger, and they were walking across the street in front of the car, and they look, you know how you look in the windshield, and I'm sitting there going, hey, here you go! Right? Well, this year, the Black Tie and Boots Ball, George and Gracie, or George and Laura, are expected to mingle with 10,000 guests. And all the men will be wearing their Stetsons and their tuxedos. All these great, big, lard-ass, rich people. Huh? Oh, my God. So anyway, just thought I would pass that on. It's a public service, all right? It's a public service announcement from the Malloy program. If you got 10 grand, whatever. Now, stop and think for a second, all right? Stop and think for a second about the soldiers that are coming back to this country from Bush's war with no arms or no legs or no face or no liver or no spleen or no crotch or no head or no whatever, and they can't make phone calls home from the hospital because they don't have a phone card, and they can't get paid, and their kids are hungry, and the school district where the base is going right down the toilet. Huh? Think about that for a second. And think about these useless swine who will be spending 10, 100, 250, a million to go rub asses with George and Gracie on inauguration night, right? While the soldiers over there in Bethesda Naval Hospital and Walter Reed Army Hospital, right there in D.C., they could reach under the bed and throw a bedpan out of their hotel room, or their hospital room, and hit these hotels where these rich thugs are staying. And they're the veterans. There's a guy in there trying to deal with a stump where his right arm used to be. There's a guy in there trying to deal with a stump where his leg used to be. Meantime, over at the Black Tie and Boots Ball, the rich Republicans are whooping it up for 10, 15, 20, 50 grand. Imagine taking all the money that these filthy people are going to be spending and spend it on our servicemen. Spend it on our soldiers. Huh? Boy, what a radical idea. That's really a communist idea, isn't it? Huh? Isn't that communist? His and her diamond watches. You know, I'm going to tell you something now. A society can only stand this so long before it finally breaks in two. You understand that, don't you? When the disparity of wealth becomes this incredible, where the people who cast the votes are so far down the food chain that only the wealthy get to go rub asses with George and Gracie, do you know that down that road eventually lies chaos? You know that, don't you? Don't you, truth seeker? Yeah, I know you do, because you're a student of history. You've read your history. You know what happens. You know what brings about just the incredible violence in countries global down through history, when the wealthy become so wealthy that we have soldiers laying in their own excrement, their own urine, with arms and legs blown off, and they can't call home at Christmas, and we have a class in this country that can spend $10, $100, $250, $1 million to go to a dance. To go to a dance. Trouble's coming. Trouble's coming. The moral implications of something like this is beyond belief. the stratospherically wealthy on one side of town and the soldiers with their arms and legs blown off on the other side. Huh? And the coffins back at home and the funerals and the people dying. And then the black tie and boots ball. Hey, y'all! Oh, damn, we did it! We got another 4 years here! Jesus. It's really... it's really something, isn't it? It's just really something. And that's, you know, I mean, that's where we are. That's where we are, Truth Seeker. That's where we are. That's where we are. Oh, well. Oh, well. I wonder if any of those soldiers, and Marines, and you know, laying in those hospitals, you know, I wonder if any of these black tie and boots thugs would... I don't know what. Take a tray, you know, scoop up some of the canapes and you know, some of the caviar on chicken wings or whatever the hell it is that they're going to serve at the Black Tie and Boots Ball, and take, you know, take a tray over to Walter Reed, take a tray over to Bethesda, you know, and go into the ward where, you know, there's 30 beds and there's soldiers laying there moaning and crapping all over themselves, and they have tubes and wires and tracheostomies and trying to breathe, and, you know, just take them some food. Wouldn't that be a nice thing?
Decirle que Bush ha vendido su alma. Gana dinero, Jorge Bush gana dinero. Gana dinero, Jorge Bush gana dinero.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it is been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Hi friends, this is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment by up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-493-4580 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You can see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-493-4580 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment by up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts now. 800-493-4580. That's 800-493-4580.
Do you dread spending another winter in your old, dreary kitchen? Then bring it to dazzling life again with cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $675 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Sears Cabinet Refacing can transform your kitchen without the time, expense, or mess of building all new cabinets. In about 4 to 6 days, your old kitchen can have new elegance with your choice of hundreds of decorator styles. Services and materials are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save $675 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Offer ends December 31st. Some restrictions apply. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing now. 1-800-448-6600. That's
1-800-448-6600.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Border to border and coast to coast, the Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
It's about 8 before the hour. Roger is calling from New Jersey. Roger, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, you were giving them some heck there, man. That was great.
Oh, I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
Hey, listen, I was down in Trenton on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
That's the capital of New Jersey. I signed on Thursday as the New Jersey coordinator. I really didn't have a lot of time to get going, but we did get 30 people. We were out there for about 2 hours. We did okay, but we're not done. There's a meeting at the South Orange Library in Essex County, New Jersey, tomorrow, Tuesday, at 7:30 p.m., if anybody's in the area.
Where is it again? Say it again.
At the South Orange Library in South Orange, Essex County, New Jersey.
Okay.
Tomorrow night, Tuesday, at 7:30. We got a little meeting going on. If you want to get active, if you want to hit the streets, come on down. Now, Mike, remember the kids' night you had a little while ago?
Uh-huh, yeah.
I was 14 and 72, rode my bike to the McGovern headquarters, like, starting in August. So when you had that show, let me tell you something, that really, really, you know, got me in the heart. That was a great show.
Yeah, those kids are wonderful. I was absolutely blown away. I went to whiteroadsociety.org and downloaded that program. That's where they archive my shows. And I downloaded that and put it on a disc. And when I took my baby for a walk the other day, we usually walk for about an hour. You know, I listened to an hour of it, and then in the car I listened to, just to hear those kids again.
You know, we had a little about a 7 or 8 year old boy down in Trenton on Sunday, and I was, you know, writing up some last minute signs, you know, honk for Kerry, Kerry won, we can prove it. And the little boy looks at me and goes, I voted for John Kerry.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
Sure, sure.
I got a couple emails from Kip, or I guess one of his adjuncts or whatever, one of the people there, and basically, this is what I've been... I went down to Miramar in Florida, Broward County. I worked for Kerry Edwards at the Miramar office for 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And I came back, and I was like, you know what? We got to hit the streets. We got to get honking wave teams out there. And that's basically what Kip is saying. That's what he was trying to do Monday. Basically, at the if you go to the 51 Capitals March website, tomorrow, anytime after noon, look at the left-hand side navigation bars, click on message board, click on New Jersey. We will be targeting 10 towns in New Jersey plus New York City. We're going to be moving probably in the next week, 2 weeks at most. You know, ABC, NBC, they got some, what do they call them, headquarters?
Yeah. Well, keep, you know, keep letting us know, if you don't mind, Roger, if you have the time. You know, send an email or whatever, and let us know what, you know, how the New Jersey contingent is doing, okay?
Well, like I said, I came back from Florida. I started my own little group with some people, some of the Kerry volunteers in this area.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to lie down for these people, let me tell you. Hey, I got a little joke here. It's probably horrible. McDonald's is coming out with a new sandwich. It's called the McCain Apple Flipover. That's pretty bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
Hey, Mike, awesome job, brother. Awesome.
Thanks, Roger. Stay in touch.
Will do.
All right, sir. Take care. Take care. Stay in touch. Yeah. Barbara is calling from Cave Creek, Arizona. Barbara, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Sorry, pushed the wrong button.
That's all right. Listen, the reason I'm calling, we're selling magazine subscriptions tonight, and I just wondered, do you folks take...
That's too close.
Yeah, all right. So what's up, Barbara?
Well, I have a few things. Eugene Hassenfuss.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention I met a gentleman a number of years ago, like in 1996, 7, in Arizona, who was an attorney who was working for the Reagan-Bush, had worked for Goldwater, had worked, his name was Peter Best.
Peter Best?
Like the drummer.
Yeah, he was the first drummer for the Beatles.
Or was it William Best? It might have been it was Bill Best, William
Best.
William Hinton Best, the third.
Yeah.
And he... before your friend's book came out, had been sent to represent and help
Gene Hassenfuss?
Gene, and take him back to Wisconsin. And
let me just interrupt, Barbara. For the people who are just tuning in, Gene Hassenfuss was the guy, the pilot who was shot down over Nicaragua by the Sandinistas, and it was gun running or drug running. He had a bunch of money in the airplane and weapons. And in his shirt pocket was George Bush's private phone number. This is when Bush was vice president. And it was just one more little tentacle of the Iran, what became the Iran-Contra affair that was exposed.
Well, I was just reading through his ramblings. He, by the time I met him, he actually had photographs of himself with all these different presidents. And he was quite insane and living on a beach in Mexico, claiming that they had wiped out his history. And he, in his ramblings, is going on about how he discovered, he said, what are we going to do with Eugene? And they said they didn't care, he wasn't one of ours. You know, the heck with this guy. And that he had discovered, not only that, Eugene said on 60 Minutes, if you want to know why I'm here, there was an interview. They interviewed him, the Nicaraguans interviewed him.
Yeah.
And he said, if you want to know why I'm here, ask Vice President Bush.
Right.
And he actually said that on the air. And this guy pretty much discovered this whole thing and became ex-partied.
Yeah, I would like to know. And Barbara, I have to leave it there. Thanks for calling in. We got a break here. I would like to know. Thanks, Barbara. I'd like to know what happened to Eugene Hassenfuss. I wonder if old Gene is still around. He's probably a contract pilot for Halliburton now. Dumping poison in Iraq or, I don't know, some Iran, probably. Who knows? ¿Quién no sabe? All right, quick break. We'll be back. Do stay with us. Final hour coming up. Goodbye, New York. The rest of the country, stick around. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America.
Kohl's 50% off sale is making history by offering enormous amounts of great gifts. With more on that is our Kohl's gift expert.
Well, Kohl's certainly has its biggest selection of the hottest gifts for the holidays at 50% off this Wednesday only from 7 a.m. to midnight, like cool outerwear for the family and the latest cold weather accessories. 50% savings on cute Oshkosh playwear, all Fisher-Price toys, and festive accents to dress your table.
And seniors take an extra 15% off sale prices. See store for details. It's your list, budget, holiday.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Air America Radio News, I'm Marty Lynch. International resentment of the United States has grown in many European countries. A recent AP poll shows the majority of people living in France, Germany, and Spain are more likely to have an unfavorable view of Americans. After his re-election, President Bush pledged to work to, quote, deepen our transatlantic ties with the nations of Europe, unquote. According to this AP poll, it seems President Bush has deepened the divide between the U.S. and Europe. A majority of citizens from each of the three countries polled, including Britain, said they were disappointed by the Bush re-election. The National Institute of Health ignored warnings about an AIDS drug. The drug nevirapine, used to prevent HIV transmission at birth, was pulled in 2002 because of serious side effects that became apparent during testing. According to documents obtained by the Associated Press, the Institute's chief of AIDS research, Dr. Edmund Tremont, dismissed the evidence of side effects in Uganda and were slow to report the country's concerns to the FDA. NIH officials say they remain confident the drug does work, but they also acknowledge their Uganda research failed to meet U.S. standards. The Senate Finance Committee chairman asked the Justice Department to investigate the National Institute of Health's conduct. More prisoner abuse. Human Rights Watch discovered two more U.S. detainee deaths in Afghanistan, including an apparent murder 2 years ago. The group's Asia Division leader said the United States has got to get serious about prosecuting people implicated in prisoner deaths and mistreatment. One Pentagon spokesperson said, quote, commanders went to enormous lengths to investigate any credible allegations, unquote. If confirmed, these latest deaths would bring the number of Afghans who have died in U.S. custody to 7. Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych charged today that the U.S. is supporting the opposing candidate Yushchenko. The U.S. denies the claims. White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan said, quote, we do not and have not supported any particular candidate in Ukraine's presidential election. This comes after Viktor Yushchenko tested positive for the poison dioxin. Yushchenko praised the prosecutor general for resuming the investigation after an Austrian clinic determined he was being poisoned. However, Yushchenko said he would like the investigation to be conducted after the election because he doesn't want it to influence the vote. Speculation is whirling around the country as to who might be responsible for the poisoning. Iran has tentatively suspended its nuclear program, but for how long? Germany, Britain, and France are planning more talks with Iran to reach a solid deal. Iran reached a tentative deal with the Europeans last month and agreed to suspend its uranium enrichment activities. The Europeans are asking the U.S. to take part in the upcoming talks because they believe pressure from Washington could help seal the deal. Iran's top nuclear negotiator said he was confident a deal could be reached. He said, quote, the core issue for us is how we can provide guarantees to the Europeans. President Bush has labeled Iran part of an axis of evil with North Korea and pre-war Iraq. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Marty Lynch.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Hi, this is Al Franken. This week on the Al Franken Show, I'm off to the Holy Land for Christmas. Beginning Tuesday, December 14th, Catherine and her co-host, Joe Connison, will be bringing you the same fine program you've come to love, along with reports from Iraq and Afghanistan from me. And before I go, the traditional holiday reading of a very long list of famous people who are secretly gay. Catherine Connison, the Holiday Gay List, and Franken Under Fire on the Al Franken Show.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. So how you feeling? You okay? Huh? Everybody okay tonight? Well, we were until we tuned into your program, Malloy. $1 million to dance with Bush? From Washington State, Reverend Debu sent this in. We had some really great breaking news this afternoon here in Washington State. 561 ballots that were initially rejected because the signature did not match the signature on record might be included in the recount after all. It turns out that there was no signature on record for these ballots. And the rejected ballots included King County Council Chairman Larry Phillips. They rejected. All right. All the mistakenly rejected ballots are from King County, which is very heavily Democratic. If the mistakes are corrected and the ballots counted, this could put Democrat Christine Gregory in the governor's house next year. And then there is a article in the Seattle Post-Intelligencer about this. We'll link this stuff so you can read it yourself. What else? There's all kinds of stuff from Ohio. Two certified volunteers for the Ohio recount team assigned to Greene County were in the process of recording voting information and were stopped mid-count by a surprise order from Secretary of State Blackwell's office. The director, Board of Elections, stated that, quote, all voter records for the state of Ohio are locked down and are now not considered public records. This little rat bastard, I mean, this is just unbelievable, right? Huh? Locks down the voting records. This is what you do, though. When you are hired to be a George Bush Monica Lewinsky. This is what you do. This is what you do. I don't care if you're Catherine Harris or if you're a Blackwell. It doesn't make any difference. When you are told, all right, you're the Secretary of State, you're also the co-chair of the Bush campaign, when it really gets bloody, here's what you have to do. Here's what you have to do. It's just unbelievable. And the people in Ohio, how's come there are not 10 million Ohioans in the streets saying, a more raucous version of what the hell are you doing, Mr. Blackwell? Huh? How's come? How's come there's not 10 million? The voter records for the state of Ohio are locked down and are not considered public records. Can you believe that? Blackwell was asked specifically for the legal authority that authorizes him to lock down public records. And they were told, well, it's the Secretary of State's decision. Ohio statute requires the directors of boards of election to comply with public requests for inspection and copying of public election records. Well, come on. Come on, folks in Ohio who are trying to get these records. Don't think that because it's a matter of law, it's going to happen. This is, how many times do you have to be told, this is a Bush crime family, or as R.B. Ham said, the Bush crime syndicate. There's no rules for them. There's no laws for them. What, laws? Rules? What? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? And then this guy, Clint Curtis, excuse me, if you've been following this thing about a Republican Congressman Tom Feeney, a Republican member of the Judiciary Committee, he used to be the Speaker of the Florida House, I think. And if you've been following this thing about the software programmer, Clint Curtis, who under sworn testimony says that Feeney asked him to create vote rigging software when he was a Florida congressman prior to the 2000 elections. And if you've been following that story, we haven't talked about it. We've posted the entire story at my website. You can read it. Now, according to this, who sent me this? Shelby LePre over at radiopower.org sent this on to me. Clint Curtis was the only witness at today's hearings to be sworn in. And he said... He said that he had, you know, had been approached to do this, and if you read the article, it was done. Vote rigging. Yeah, let's all go, oh my goodness, no, you're kidding me. Really? Oh, damn. And now Blackwell, the Secretary of State in Ohio, says no, that's it. You're not going to see anything else. That's it. They're locked down. They're off the table. That's what Bush does. That's what Cheney does. There's no record of this stuff. Not that you or I are going to get our sweaty, trembling hands on. This is a crime. Do you understand what's going on here, Truth Seeker? I know you do. I know you understand this. But you snaky little sneaky right-wingers who listen to this program, don't you understand what's going on, you dumbasses? Don't you understand it's your country, too? I hate to share this country with you. You know, I mean, we stole it fair and fair from the red men, right? But you know, and gave them all typhoid, whatever the hell we gave them. So it's ours! We took it fair and square! How many thousands of people did we kill to get this country? Okay. Smallpox, whatever it was. On the blankets, you know. That's a long time ago. Who cares about that? We got Iraqis to kill today. We killed Native Americans. We got Iraqis to kill today. All right. Now, you right-wingers, you little snakes, you little rats. What are you going to do? Don't you understand? Even a right-winger like Bob Barr, his sphincter muscle is all tightened up because he knows what can happen. You know, being a fascist that he is, he knows what can happen. Don't you right-wingers understand what's going on here? It's being totally and permanently deleted. They're hitting the delete key on representative government in this country. Don't you get it? Huh? Do you think this only applies to liberals? Do you think it only applies to Democrats? You moron, it applies to you too. What are you? What's your religion? Are you Jewish? Are you Catholic? What are you? Are you some Protestant denomination? You think this doesn't apply to you? This ending of the way we select leaders in this country? Yeah, really. I have a newsflash for you. It does apply to you. It does apply to you. Do you think the Bush crime family, with their million-dollar tickets to go rub asses with George and Gracie at the inauguration dance, do you think they care about you, Mr. Right-Winger, who lives in Illinois or Kentucky or Tennessee or New York State or wherever you live, Mr. Right-Winger, Mr. struggling to make ends meet with no health insurance for your family, but by God, you'll vote for Bush because he keeps the queers in their place? Don't you understand what you're doing, what you're losing? Do you even have an idea what you're losing? Do you have any idea what this means, what's going on in Ohio? The Secretary of State there, Ken Blackwell, says, no, you're not going to see anything. Get out of here. So where do you live, Mr. Right-Winger, huh? Where do you live? You live in New Jersey? It's not going to happen there, right? No, never happened. Where do you live? Wisconsin? Never happened in Wisconsin. Minnesota, is that where you live? Won't happen there, right? It's happening. It's happening in our lifetime. I knew Bush was a twerp and evil and all that. I had no idea this PNAC crowd. You know, they were always kept in the background, kind of, sort of, you know, under the blankets, at the foot of the bed. You know, they were always kicked down under the covers. They all lurked in the closet back where the dirty laundry, you know. You never really saw them. Every once in a while you get a stench. You know, every once in a while you get a stench of these PNAC crowd, the Pearls and Wolfowitzes and Cheney and the rest of these thugs. Every once in a while this filthy odor would come out. You go, what the hell is that? Somebody fart? What is that? Right? And it was, you know, these right-wingers, they're not down at the foot of the bed anymore. They're not in the closet. They're out. There they are. They're stealing your vote. They're ending representative democracy. Is this what you want? I mean, really, do you want it? Oh, sure, we liberals, we Democrats, we'll go to the camps first, but eventually so will you. Don't you get it? Don't you get it? What's wrong with you people, man? What the hell in the world were we supposed to do? Just sit on our ass as they shoot in our face. We're gonna leave you with swag all over the place. Say the million is gone. And if you're not on our side, you're weak. This administration can't do no wrong. Jump on board the super patriot American freak. Jump on board the super patriot American freak. Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed. Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-882-7408. That's 1-800-882-7408. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-882-7408. Again, 1-800-882-7408.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AV. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
Wow. Really? All right. Yeah. A couple of people sent me State of Wisconsin. This is from thesmokinggun.com. State of Wisconsin versus Eugene Hassenfuss. He couldn't stop himself from publicly masturbating, and he would go to, what is this, Kmart's and stuff. And, I'm reading the complaint here and getting a little nauseous. I'm feeling a little verklempt. Oh, my God. So Hassenfuss winds up as a chronic public masturbator. Gee, thanks, y'all, for sending this to me. I really appreciate it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, well, no surprise there. And posted a Democratic Underground I'm just going to read it. Somebody sent it to me. The following has been received in email. The names were included in the express authorization of the senders. Dear Michael, not me, a different Michael. Forward to you is Katrina Sumner's testimony that she emailed me. This is part one. Part two will be sent in a separate email and contains information that intimates that she's being followed. She is one of the two people listed as contacts for the December 10th press release regarding the Greene County, Ohio recount block by Secretary of State Ken Blackwell. She has been extremely active in the recount process here in Montgomery County, Ohio. Read this, and then the next email. And it's signed Teresa Armas, former chair of Montgomery County, Carrie Edwards' phone back. Katrina writes, let me see here. Last night I spoke at a meeting where Susan, Bob, Jesse, and the Rainbow Push Group, among others, were by request of Cliff Arnback. At the end of the meeting, I gave my affidavit to Cliff that will be used with the case presented this morning in Columbus and for further action in Greene County. The two others will appear at the hearing today to give testimony, so I'm sure you'll be able to read their testimonies at some time. Below you will find the affidavit in part. Katrina Sumner, having been duly sworn and cautioned, states and affirms as follows. And then you can look at it. And then the later follow-up email says, thank you so much. Each encouraging word is like a block of strength right now. Last night I was, this is Katrina writing, I was returning from Columbus and was scared out of my mind. First, I've been getting calls from a man who's been able to tell me each and every place I've been or roads I've been traveling on. Then while driving back last night, I was run off the road by two dark blue Suburbans, They're bigger than 4Runners anyway, which with dark tinted windows. They came up behind me with their brights on, and then one came to the side of me and ran me into the ditch off I-70. I saw as they sped away that one had a Maryland license plate, but in the heat of it all, I couldn't get the plate number or even see the plate of the other one. It's becoming apparent to me that someone is not liking what I'm doing. So thank you much, because I truly need the encouraging words. Do you all remember Karen Silkwood? So here we are. You know, here's one of the people. They will kill you, Katrina. They will kill you if they can. And here I sit in Atlanta, Georgia, 5 million people, and 50 show up on Sunday, December 12th, 50.
Hey, what are y'all talking about? Damn, sit down and be quiet. Election's over. George Bush won. He's a God-fearing man. He's a Christian. Sit down. Get off the street, you bunch of damn hippies. You bunch of damn hippies. Get off the street.
And you know what? The story's almost dead.
Right?
Other than Keith Olbermann on MSNBC on Countdown, who is still reporting the story? Anybody? Is anybody reporting the story? And the votes were certified today, weren't they? Wasn't today the day that the electors met in all the various states, or most of the various states, or whatever? No, I don't know. And the votes were all certified, and now the next big date is what, Kathy? January 6th? That's when the United States House, I guess both houses accept. I should know this, shouldn't I? I shouldn't be hesitating like this and sounding like a moron. But the certification, the federal certification will occur on January 6th, and then it's finished, right? Then it's finished. C'est fini. All right, back to your phone calls. All right. Where am I? Right there. Elizabeth is calling from Florida. Elizabeth, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How are you? I've called you so much over the past month, I can't keep track of how many times, but...
Hey, guess what? I've just got time to say, Elizabeth, hold on. I didn't see the break was coming, or I would have waited. I'll come right back to you after
okay,
the break.
Sure.
Okay? All right, we'll come right back. We will return. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong, dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Randy Rhodes.
Our army would be better served if their equipment was supplied by Legos. Hasbro, makers of G.I. Joe, could pound out the armor. This is so unacceptable when incompetent morons like you are in charge. Oh, rummy gut. And when he finishes his speech, what does he do? He gets to go home. And George Bush, too. Went to Camp Pendleton to wish them well. Yeah, go fight my war. Go fight my war. And then he went to Elmo. You know, he went to Sesame Street.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Yeah, here's the cure indeed. 26 before the hour, back to, who were we talking to? We were talking to Elizabeth in Florida. Elizabeth, thanks for your patience.
Hey, Mike. Am I on?
Yes, you certainly are.
Okay, great. Hey, I was just calling because, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about the efficacy of protests and boycotts in America, because unlike the Ukraine and Canada, you know, where a country's, like, cultural fabric or social norms sort of might spontaneously propel people out into the streets
right.
over an injustice, here in America, it takes, you know, a lot of foundation, a lot of networking, grassroots. It's basically like a ground war for organization,
mm-hmm.
planning, kind of like a union might do. And, you know, I really think that, you know, Kip tried his hardest and time was against him. And I think what happens is, you know, boycotts and protests sometimes fail because, you know, they don't have they have inadequate timing.
Mm-hmm.
They have inadequate organization, and they lack a clear initiative, and sometimes repetitiveness of a boycott helps too. And that's what we're doing at our organization. And you know, people need to know when they. I think you've heard me on your show, right?
Right.
You know about GasolineBoycottDay.org.
Oh, sure.
Uh huh. I just thought it was important to get that out there because if Kip is out there, and I remember blogging with him for a little bit, it's important to get that out there. You know, you keep pounding away, pounding the pavement, and mm-hmm. as long as you get people believing in common ground, common cause, you know, that eventually gets somewhere. It takes time. We started our organization back in September. We were preempting, you know, Bush getting back into office and pretty much putting the environment into chaos. And as you can see right now it is, I've briefed you on the oil spill and how nobody's covering
sure.
it.
Sure.
Just so you know, the oil spill is up in New Jersey on the beaches and there's beach globs up there they're trying to clean up.
Mm-hmm.
And, I wanted to pass along some hotline phone numbers for you and some links.
Well, send them to me in email form,
sure.
and I'll do it over the air, okay? Just send it to me, MikeDMalloy@AOL.com, and I'll make sure they get out, all right?
No problem.
Okay, all right. Thanks for checking in, Elizabeth.
Okay.
I appreciate your time and your work. You hang in there. Raj is calling from New York City. Raj, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. It's worth waiting for you, Mike. I tell you one thing, Mike, you are a soul saver.
I'm a soul eater.
Telling you, Mike, you don't know how much I was disappointed with this election, Mike.
Yeah, well,
a
lot of us are, Raj. A lot of us are disappointed.
Mike, we can't take it anymore, Mike. We got to do something, man. We got to do something. You know what's the difference between us and the Ukrainians?
What's the difference
Even
between...
Even though they were under communism for so many years, but they still have backbone to stand up against any kind of like, ruthlessness, you know? Any kind of, like, stealing stuff.
Right.
You're coming up together as a nation and showing to the world that, you know what? If you are together, you could do anything.
I agree with that. As a matter of fact, I had said something about that, I think last week, that we have grown in this country, politically speaking, just totally divorced from our own process. You know, when you have 40, 50, 55, 60% of people over the past 25 years turning out for elections, you've got a problem. There will never be 10 million people in the streets here. I don't know what it's going to take. I guess what it's going to take is to round up a certain group of people, whether it's Jews or gays or Catholics. Well, probably not Catholics, but round up a certain group of people and put them in detention camps. And maybe then the American public would wake up.
No,
although I tend to doubt about it. We locked up American citizens before. They were Japanese Americans, and I'm sure there were a few demonstrations, but there weren't millions of people out in the streets. Of course, it was different. I understand. But we're in deep trouble. We're in deep trouble, Raj.
No, Mike, all we need is the people from the 60s, the way you people stood up against Vietnam, you people stand up against any kind of corruption, war,
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Raj, let me move on. I got people holding on just like
Thank you, Mike. Keep up the good work, Mike.
All right,
best of luck, buddy.
All right, you take care. Take it easy. Drive safe. Doug in Sonoma County, California, wrote this in. Mike, if here in California we had a Secretary of State doing what Blackwell is doing, do you really think we wouldn't have 100,000 people all over the streets of Berkeley, all over Oakland, all through the East Bay, probably at Powell and Market Streets in San Francisco? The streets and bridges would be jammed with angry demonstrators. And although most demonstrations would be peaceful, things in Berkeley would get real nasty real fast. What's wrong with the people in Ohio? Doug writes, are they brain dead? Are they in denial or just chicken? Something is very, very wrong with those people. I don't know. I have no idea. But you can say that about any place. It's not just Ohio, is it? I guess what you're talking about is Ken Blackwell, the Secretary of State, declaring off limits. the records of not how people voted. There is no record of how Abe Snake voted. It's just how the voting went. That's off limits. No, you can't. I don't know. It's not just there, Doug. It's all over. I have no idea. But I was just saying to Raj, I don't know. You really think 100,000 people would be out there? I don't know. Look what happened. Look what happened with your governor's race. Look what one punk ass rich person decided to do and did. Overthrew your government. Your government was overthrown out there. I'm not saying anything good or bad about Gray Davis. I have no idea about Gray Davis. But the truth is, your government was overthrown in California. And it was replaced by this Schwartzen freak. So, yeah, the people in Ohio, why are they doing what they're doing? But and I realize it was legal in California what happened out there. Doug, I understand. But, somebody in Columbus, Ohio, who's busting their hump trying to find votes and getting no support from anybody, not in the media, anything. If they just heard me read your email, they're going to say, what the hell is wrong with Doug in Sonoma County? You guys had your government overthrown in California. You see what I'm saying? I don't know, Doug. I take your point, though. I take your point. I understand. So I don't know. I guess the thing to do, you hear Kip Humphrey and you hear Bev Harris and you hear the last caller. I'm sorry, I'm like a freak here. It's late. Names are flying out of my head. Trying to do something, and that's a good thing. Got to keep doing that. So I mean the woman from Florida, Elizabeth, right? So it's just there are things being done. Will 100,000 people show up because an election was stolen? No. And why is that? Well, it's because the Republicans have turned this country into a deep cesspool of cynicism. And media assisted. With, putting these freaks on here like Scarborough and Buchanan and Limbaugh and the rest of these pigs who have been telling the American public, in some cases for 10, 12, 14 years, the system sucks. They're both the same. Nader, everybody's saying the same thing. It's all bad. It doesn't matter. And then you get candidates out there who are supposed to be Democrats, and by God, Nader's right! And Buchanan's right, and Scarborough's right, and they're all right, because when you listen to them, they are the same. Or that's the impression that is given to you by media. That's the impression that you get when you listen to out-of-context little excerpts from political speeches by some Democrat. The thing that drove me insane about Kerry was that he was, you know, well, we're going to continue the war. We can't just walk out. But Howard Dean, Dennis Kucinich, no! Get out! Now! They made mincemeat of Howard Dean, didn't they? Huh? I don't know. JP is calling from Dawsonville, Georgia. Hey, JP. He's a bureau chief up there, as a matter of fact, up in the North Georgia Mountains. Hey, JP, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Mike?
I'm fine, sir.
I was just going to say, every citizen would love it if police got a search warrant on their house, if they could do a lockdown.
Oh, sure.
Wouldn't that be great?
Sure.
And then you could say, well, you can't come to my house. I've got a public lockdown issued by the governor.
That's right. So you can't come in here.
But, I mean, it's ridiculous. All these Republicans want to privatize public property, and all that means is they want to sell our property out.
Yeah.
But then they say they want to make our lives public. Everything we worked our asses off to buy and work to own.
Hey, hold on a second. I'll come back to you in a minute, JP.
Okay.
Quick break here. We'll be right back, folks. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Some say peace in the Middle East is impossible. I beg to differ. This year we mark two anniversaries that remind us just how possible it is. 25 years ago, Egypt and Israel made peace. Why did Egypt turn toward peace after rejecting it for decades? Above all, because its courageous leader Anwar Sadat came to realize the futility of war. He found in Israel an eager partner for peace. And 10 years ago, a peace treaty was signed between Jordan and Israel. When Jordan's King Hussein was finally ready, he too found an eager partner in Israel. Yes, peace is possible, but it requires leaders of vision. Tragically, that's precisely what's been missing among the Palestinians. Had they taken a cue from Egypt and Jordan, perhaps this year we'd be marking three anniversaries, not two. Still, I'm grateful for the two anniversaries. They should remind us never, ever to abandon hope and the possibility of peace. Visit us at ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, Get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 Motels are individually owned and operated.
And now, a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Yeah, I got your soothing. All right. Credit where credit's due. Program engineered in New York City by Jason Isaac and Colin Tipton tonight. Linda Blake answered the calls for you. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com, handles the Malloy website. Check it out. Check it out, MikeMalloy.com, okay? Ben Birch runs WhiteRoadSociety.org, where you can hear archives of this program, and Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay is the executive producer, and don't forget to go to AirAmericaRadio.com for all sorts of good stuff, okay? Back to JP in Dawsonville, Georgia. JP, go ahead. Thanks for holding on.
Okay. I better talk about what I called in to talk about. If Bush was president during the when they took the hostages in Iran, I don't think any one of them will have come back alive, because he would have started a war with Iran.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it took some diplomacy, and to these Republicans, every person is nothing more than just another price tag.
That's very true.
And I think every voter needs to remember that in the next election, because these Republicans don't care about our national security at all. They're just thinking about the next election and how they...
Well, they've got it now, JP. Hell, you live here in Georgia with me. We got raped in 2000. We got raped again in 2002. We got raped again in 2004.
Yeah.
No, it's not what to remember when we go to the polls. What it is to see every single touchscreen voting machine, I don't care who makes it, taken off the market, remove it. Get it the hell out of our democratic system. Otherwise, representative government in this country is gone. Paper ballots, punch cards, I don't give a damn. I don't care what it is. But not the touch screen, not the computers. It's too easily tampered with. It is tampered with. It's being destroyed. It's being eaten alive by the right-wingers. So go to the polls next time. I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell you something, JP. I hate to say this, but if there's touch screen voting in Georgia in the 2006 election, neither I nor Kathy are going to participate. We're not going to do it. For the first time in my life since I've been able to vote, I won't do it because I know that voting here in Georgia is a waste of time. Well, every single voting machine here, every single precinct has them. They're all deep-old, and they predetermine what the outcome is going to be. And if that sounds like tinfoil hat talk, too bad.
I agree with you. I swear
to God, going to the polls no longer gets it. Going to the streets is what it's going to take.
These ballots are supposed to be public property, and the voters are supposed to have access to them after the election.
Well, we're supposed to be living in a society that still, to some degree, although it's corrupted and polluted, but to some degree practices representative government. We don't even do that anymore.
Well, the Republicans try and make this their standard whenever they go. Remember Clinton and the fundraising scandal?
Yeah, sure.
It was fun to listen to them and their high morals then. I'd like to, it's time for us to go after them with the same kind of fire and brimstone and just bring them down.
Well, that's a good idea. JP, thanks for checking in, pal.
All right, nice evening. Nice talking to you.
All right, sir. Yeah, going after them only, I don't know about fire and brimstone. I can think of something. Charles is calling from Fairfield County. He's our bureau chief there. Hey, Charles.
Hello, Mike.
How you doing?
Okay. Speaking of Carrick, you know, I've had this theory, which I've been saying to people for over 5 years, and that's that these conservatives are determined not merely to take back what they think is theirs, but to punish us.
Well, yeah, okay.
And though my source is quite impeachable, I have heard that the next name that they're thinking of throwing up to replace a Ridge is Mr. Lieberman, Joe Lieberman.
Well,
please, this is the guy that Democrats say, isn't there anybody else? I mean, you hold your nose at him.
It's my understanding he helped write the Homeland Security legislation. So why not Lieberman? I mean, what the hell? Lieberman to me is just, he's more of a Republican than Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton. He's a real Republican. I don't know why Lieberman just doesn't become what he is, a moderate Republican. You know, just go for it. But as far as Lieberman, the head of Homeland Security, well, at least we know nothing would happen on Saturdays.
That's true. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being Jewish. I'm of Jewish heritage myself.
Right.
But, you know, when it's the Sabbath and you're
if you're an Orthodox Jew and you really are an observant Jew and it's Saturday and it's Sabbath and all of a sudden you get a phone call, well, first of all, you're not going to answer the phone. But if somebody hands you, you're not going to read the note. Well, I don't know what the hell would happen.
Yeah, but the Torah would tell you that if you're in such a position as that, if I have diabetes, Passover, I'm allowed to eat.
Right, okay.
I don't have to fast.
Okay, so Lieberman could answer the phone.
You do the job.
Right, so Lieberman could answer the phone if it was Shabbos and all of a sudden somebody called up and said, hey, listen, there are 9 airplanes heading this way from Iraq. He could answer the phone on that one, right?
If it gets the mouth out of his mouth, yeah.
Oh, God, this is awful, Charles. All right, listen, anything else, pal? We're just about out of time.
Well, I got another music quote for you. Which,
okay, quick, you have 10 seconds.
Let Rove know, we don't mean this seriously, but it's a Beatles tune. John Lennon didn't particularly care for it, but
you better hurry.
I love. Let this be our sermon. We mean everything we said. Baby, we're determined, and we'd rather see you dead.
All right. Thanks, Charles. You take care. All right. Have a nice evening. Thanks for participating tonight. I do appreciate it. However you did that, I don't know. I'll see you tomorrow night. Watch your back. Take care, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
Here in America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush is nominating EPA Chief Mike Leavitt as the new Secretary of the Health and Human Services Department. Bush praised Leavitt as a fine executive and a man of great compassion.
Department of Health and Human Services touches the life of every person in this country, from the safety of our food and medicine to the Medicare program to preparing for any kind of health emergency.
If confirmed by the Senate, Leavitt, a former Republican governor of Utah, would replace Tommy Thompson, who is stepping down. Former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik is speaking out about withdrawing from consideration as Department of Homeland Security head. Speaking to reporters, the former top cop says he and his family are going through a difficult time.
We have seen things written and heard things, sort of unbearable things about my father, about my wife.
Kerik withdrew his nomination because of questions about the immigration and tax status of a nanny he hired. And then after that, controversy surrounding his personal life appeared in the headlines. White House officials are trying to put the Kerik matter behind them. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says Kerik wasn't pushed to withdraw. He says the president still has very high regard for Kerik, but is now focused on finding a new chief of Homeland Security. Monday marked exactly 1 year since Saddam Hussein was found in a spider.